Come on, give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Amen. This is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Is there any happy people in here today? Is there anybody feel glad in here today? Is anybody want to shout in here today? Come on, stand on your feet. Stand on your feet. Stand on your feet. Tell your neighbor, I'm in the right place. But Jesus is on the inside, and he's working on the outside. How many feel good about Jesus today? How many feel you've been blessed today? How many know he brought you through another week? Can you give God praise up in here? Can you tell him hallelujah? Can you tell him thank you, Jesus? Glory to God. Every now and then I just get excited about Jesus. I just say, praise him. Oh, I praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Jesus, blessed Savior, he's worthy to be praised. Anybody got a praise in your spirit? Oh, I praise him for waking me up this morning. I praise food on my table. Praise him. Praise him. Shelter over my head. Praise him. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Jesus. Bless. Testified from the until the go down the same. Somebody can testify he's worthy. Jesus, he's so worthy. Yeah, he's worthy. Say, praise him. Thank you, Lord. Oh, I praise him. Yeah. Praise him. Let me praise him. Can you call his name? Jesus. Jesus. Come on, call it like you mean it. Jesus. Jesus. Call it real loud. Jesus. Jesus. Oh, bless him. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Minister. Amen. Vaughn. One going to pray and the other one going to read the scripture. Amen. Bless you. Thank you.
Good morning, New Hope. Praise the Lord. If you would bow your head in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, in the precious name of Jesus, dear God, we come to your holy throne this morning to give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. Father God, we come and ask forgiveness of our sins, create in us a clean heart and renew our spirit within us, O Lord. Thank you for your grace and your mercy.
Thank you.
Thank you for your eternal and everlasting love.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
thank
Lord.
Thank you that you are the everlasting
Father. Yeah, yeah.
Thank you that you are the Prince of Peace.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, we thank you this
morning. Yes, yes.
Father, now we come in this place, Lord, to worship you in spirit and in truth.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, we ask you to lift every burden off of us this
morning.
Please, Lord. Lord, that we might be able to lift up holy hands, Lord, unto you. Father, we give you the praise, the honor, and the glory that is due you.
Yes, Lord.
You are welcome in this place.
Yeah.
Come on in with us this morning.
Hallelujah.
Have your way with each and every one of us. Do what you do best.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, God, we come to give you the highest praise.
Yes.
Morning. For you are worthy of all of our
Thank
praise.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father, we pray, Lord God, that you would touch our pastor, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
That the word will go forth, Lord, and it will not fall on stony ground.
Yeah.
Father God, we pray for everyone here. Lord, we pray that the servants of God, Lord God, will lift up your holy name in all that they do today. Father, we're forever indebted in you. We'll forever give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Yellow.
Amen, amen.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Look like we come to have some church on today. Hallelujah. Our scripture reading will be coming from Ephesians, the 5th chapter, starting at verse 8.
All right.
For once you were in darkness, but now you are the light of the Lord. Walk as children of the light. Live as those who are native born to the light. For the fruit, the effect of the result of the life consists in all goodness and righteousness and truth.
Hallelujah.
Trying to learn what is pleasing to the Lord and letting your lifestyle be an example of what you must accept of Him. Your behavior expressing gratitude to God for your salvation. Do not participate in worthless and unproductive deeds of darkness.
Come on now.
But instead expose them by amplifying personal integrity, exemplifying personal integrity, moral courage, and godly character. For it is disgraceful even to mention the things that such people practice in secret.
All right.
But all things become visible when they are exposed by the light of God and His precepts. For it is the light that maketh everything visible.
Yes.
For this reason he says, awake sleeper and arise from the dead, and Christ will shine as dawn upon you and give you light. Therefore, see that you walk carefully, living life with honor, purpose, and courage.
Come on.
Shunning those things tolerant, those who tolerate and enable evil, not as the unwise, but as wise, sensible, intelligent, discerning people, making the very most of your time on earth, recognizing and taking advantage of each opportunity and using it with wisdom and diligence, because the days are filled with evil.
Come on.
Verse 17, therefore, do not be foolish and thoughtless, but understand and firmly grasp what the will of the Lord is. Hallelujah. The word of God for the people of God.
Yes. Praise God. Give out Milko's a hand as they come. You might be seated in the presence of the Lord. We can lean on the Lord. Isn't it good news? Hallelujah. Thank you. Give the meal course another hand. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. We give him. Give the Lord all honor and praise today. Amen. For he has done great things for us. Whether we realize it or not, the air that you're breathing is from God. Come on, somebody. You're able to see. It's by the power of God. Amen. And so we should give him thanks and give him glory and give him honor to all the reverend clergy in the house and to the officers. Amen. The deacons, deaconesses, mothers, ushers, saints and friends, to the first family. Amen. We thank God for another day. Amen. That he has blessed us and we're able to come together and praise and worship. We welcome all of those that are listening in by way, amen, of the airways. We thank you for being a part of our service today. Now, I don't want nobody running out, getting your car to listen to this, amen, but I was given this message. Mike, is that Samson? Anyway, at KISS 104, a Good Day Inspiration called and stated that New Hope Missionary Baptist Church in Powder Springs will be selected for the Good Day shout out and will be it will be announced at 11:30 a.m. So don't y'all run out now. Amen. On KISS 104. All right. That's good news. Somebody is listening to us. Amen. Praise God. So we thank God for that. We want to thank you for allowing us to go to the National Baptist Convention. We had a wonderful session there, the 142nd annual session there in Houston, Texas. Amen. We had a grand time there and heard some good preaching, some good teaching, amen, good instructors. The president was very firm in his delivery. He wants us to understand that it just can't be business as usual. God put us here for a purpose, and we need to be about the Father's business, amen, and stop playing church and start having church, amen. And so it's so important, you know, that we realize that people are so scattered today, especially churches. Amen. Nobody really support one another. Is what I can do and how I do it. You know, there's no really coming together like it used to be. Amen. It used to be a time when churches didn't mind coming together for revival. And now you got to the point that, you know, you have your revival, I have my revival. Amen. But we need to get back to that fellowship, because where there's unity, there is strength. Amen. And so that's one of the important things that the president tried to get across to us, that we need to stop being separated. Amen. And then on Wednesday, the speaker there spoke to us, Reverend Bartholomew from Mississippi, and he talked about outside of the box, and you know, that got my attention, because sometimes, you know, we just think that we have to do everything in these four walls, but we have to get out. The Word of God tells us in Matthew's 28 that we need to go ye therefore into all the world, amen, to preach my gospel, amen. And so it's important that we spread the word and stop being fearful, that we share the word in our communities and let folks know about Jesus. Amen. And one of the things that he brought out was because many do not do it, many is not on social media, he said during the pandemic, it got us out of the box. because many more churches start broadcasting their church worship. And this is the way that we reach other people in other countries and other towns and states. I know I have my cousin in California, in New York, down in Florida, listen to our broadcast. Amen. They're in North Carolina. And so it's important that we get out of the box and stop trying to just do things for ourselves. God has a purpose for us, that we reach out to the world. Amen. I'm going to talk a little bit about that more in my sermon today. Praise God. All right. But it was a great session that that evening, on Thursday evening, Vice President Harris, amen, was the speaker that evening. I didn't stay because the kid security was so tough. I wouldn't have been able to get on my plane. So I got out of there. Well, praise God. It was a wonderful session. And some of you, you know, you need to go just to see, just to fellowship. You know, that's the good part about it. You talk to other people from all parts of the world, from different states. And you talk about your problems, and you find out your problems ain't nothing to what their problems is. Amen. So that's what fellowship, you know, is all about. But some of us, you know, we just like to stay to ourselves and don't want to share anything. And you don't realize what you're missing out on when you don't communicate with somebody else. Because somebody else knows something you don't know, and you know something that they don't know. And sharing the information helps us grow and be all that God wants us to be. So we hope that sometime in the near future, some of you will decide to go to the National Baptist Convention. All right, put this on your calendar if you haven't done so. We are invited to the Pilgrim Baptist Church in Marietta on the fourth Sunday for their pastoral anniversary. Amen. And pray that all that can and will go with us as we go to help Pastor Mitchell, Dr. Mitchell, to celebrate his pastoral anniversary. I believe that at this time, the pastor's aide have something they want to say. Don't have any? No? Okay. All right. And we'll just move right along. Praise God. All right. The keep tuning in for our Bible studies on Wednesdays and Tuesdays. Amen. And Reverend Kitchen surprised me on last Sunday. Amen. He gave out the birthday wishes and the wedding wishes. Amen. You might let them come in. Amen. Let the precious come in. He did the birthday wishes and the wedding anniversaries. And I didn't know he could sing like that. Amen. Praise God. So since he did it, I won't do it again. Amen. Just remember, it is my birthday all month. Amen. So just keep that in mind. Praise God. All right. We thank you once again for your tithe and your offering, for your giving. Amen. Let us be prayerful. Today is a memorial day for 9/11. Amen. So let us be in prayer for those families. It hits home with me because my sister husband was in that tower that fell. And he didn't survive. And so it hits home for my family. So we ask that you keep all the families lifted in prayer. It was a terrible tragedy on that day. Amen. If you will, just say a prayer for those. And I'm sure most of you have heard Queen Elizabeth II, who reigned in the UK for 70 years. Amen. Died at the age of 96. And so we ask that you would please keep the family and the country in your prayers. And then once again, it hits home for us. Two officers killed there in Cobb County. Amen. Just useless killing. Amen. So we ask that you would pray for the families of those two officers that was killed there in Cobb County, if you will. All right. For those that don't know, Dickiness, Michelle Dickerson, mother passed last week. And they will have visitations on Friday, September 16th from 2 to 6 p.m. at Samuel Jackson Mortuary LTD, 271 North Cody Road, Mobile, Alabama. The funeral will be held on Saturday, September 17th, 11 a.m. Visitation from 10 to 11 at Mount Gilead Missionary Baptist Church there in Mobile, Alabama. It's 1151 Congress Street in Mobile, Alabama. So keep the Dickerson family in your prayers, if you will. All right. Also, Dickiness Bond informed me that her aunt passed on yesterday, and she lived in Montgomery, Alabama. She was the last sibling on that side of the family. So please keep the Bond family in prayer. Also, many of you have heard Dr. Barbara for Philip Arno, who's having surgery for arthritis, and the Stewart family. Keep Dick and Stewart lifted in prayer. We know what the doctors have said, but it's never over until God says it's over. Amen. So we ask that you would just keep the family lifted in prayer, because we know prayer changes things. Anybody believe that today? Yeah, prayer change this thing. Amen. So please keep that family lifted in prayer, if you will. All right, let's just take just a moment of silence for 9/11. Can we do that? Amen. Just a moment of silence. Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you. All right, give this meal cause a hand as they come. I'm sorry.
Cousin in prayer. He's in intensive care, and he's run a Reverend Jones memo. So if you would just keep him in prayer. And another thing I want to say, you know, sometimes we give people the Bibles.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Amen. All right. It says, happy birthday to Reverend Dr. Ralph Steed from the Greta Steed Meal Course. Praise God. God bless you. All right. Deacon Hightower's coming now.
It's another day's journey. I'm so glad about it. Yeah. And also for New Hope, it's another pastor's birthday celebration. We are so glad about it.
Amen.
So if you're glad about it, let's sing happy birthday to our pastor. Uncle Brian, shall we lead it off, please?
Happy birthday.
In the vestibule, and we have a box out there if you'd like to give a token of your appreciation and let them know that you appreciate them. It's a box, it's a basket outside. And also in the drive-thru, if you want to, put your gifts outside. Also, he reminded us that if not ready today, he's celebrating all month. So if you don't have today, you got a few more days left to give it to him. And grab a cupcake on your way out and on behalf of our pastor.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you so very much for, amen, all your good wishes, your cards, and, amen, your gifts. I appreciate it so much. Amen. We have a special thank you, amen, from the Vaughn family, amen, with appreciation, asking God to bless you for your thoughts, thoughtfulness, your kindness, and your generous heart. Thank you so much, New Hope, for your love and support, Deacon and Minister Vaughn. Amen. Thank you so much. Amen. And also we have a card from Amanda. It's coming from, let's see, who is this? I don't see a name on here. But anyway, it says, thanks to all of you. Could look the whole world over and never find a nicer group than you. You are thoughtful, caring, generous, warm-hearted, and most of all, appreciative. Thank you to Reverend Steed and the New Hope family for your condolence, gifts, and prayers at the passing of our family member. May God bless you always and forever. Amen. I don't know who this is from, but thank you so much. Amen. Praise God. All right. Let's get ready for some more good music, and then I'm going to come back and fuss at you a little bit. That'd be all right.
Pastor, we want you to know that our boss lady made sure that we took care of you this morning. Come on, put your hands together, church folks. Anybody believe in the Lord this morning?
make a way for you. Wanna make a way for you. Call on his name. Call on his name. I dare you to say Jesus. I dare you to call on Jesus. I dare you to say Jesus. Take away all pain. Take away all doubt. Tell you about the Holy Ghost. Let me tell you about the Holy Ghost. Tell you about the Holy Ghost. Help me say Jesus. Help me say Jesus.
This ain't my song. This ain't Deacon David's song. The one that's supposed to sing the song is in the hospital. He got kidney stones. That's why he ain't here this morning. But we believe, we believe that God is able. Yeah. Y'all pray for Demetrius.
Hallelujah. That's all we have is our belief in our God, what he can do for us. He's always promised that he'll supply our every need according to his riches in glory. Yes, sir.
Lynn, I'll pray for Deacon Otis.
Amen.
If you ain't been there, you don't know what he's going through.
Amen.
If you ain't been there, you don't know what his family going through.
Praise God. Amen. But we believe. We believe. Yeah, the Lord will bring him out. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Amen. That's one of our purposes here on earth. Pray for one another. Ephesians 5, verse 17. Ephesians 5, Paul, letter to the church at Ephesus. Ephesians 5 and 17. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, But understanding what the will of the Lord is. Thank you. You might be seated. Father, we thank you once again for this time in the Word. Let your Holy Spirit now take control, that we might be able to say a word for you. Holy Spirit, speak to me, that somebody might be delivered, somebody might be set free, somebody might be saved. Come now, Lord, you take control. We know that everything will be all right. Amen. Amen. Turn to your neighbor and say, what's your purpose? What's your purpose? Amen. I titled this, what's my purpose? Let's make it personal. What's my purpose? Amen. In other words, I want to know what God wants me to do. The New Living Translation says that 17th verse this way. Don't act thoughtlessly, but try to understand what the Lord wants you to do. When we look at the word purpose, Webster says the reason for which something is done or created, or for which something exists. And then in Romans chapter 8, verse 28, it tells us, and we know that all things work together for the good of them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Notice it says his purpose. Many times we get that twisted and we start tampering with God's plan. Instead of following the word of God, we have a tendency to want to do it our way. Amen. And we saw in our Sunday school lesson how, amen, a dysfunctioning family got messed up. Amen. Because God had told them to go one way, and they decided to do it their way. It is very important, brothers and sisters, that we follow the biblical plan of God. Amen. A biblical plan on figuring out the will of God. The early service, we focus on, amen, the purpose and what God wants from us. We should care about doing what God wants us to do because it's good for God and it's good for others and it's good for us. Amen. We must focus on what God wants for our lives. Many families are suffering now because we're not living up to our responsibilities. Amen. You have to understand that family is a relationship. Family is a responsibility. Each one has their responsibilities that they have to do. That's why in premarital counseling, I always ask, what do you have to bring to the table? Amen. If the one party brings everything, then down the road, something is going to happen in the relationship. Amen. God's plan is for each one of us to carry out our part in the marriage. He told Eve, he said, because of what you've done, now you're going to bear children. He told Adam, because of what you have done, now, amen, that you are going to have to, from the dust of the clay, provide for your family. So each one of them had a plan. Each one of them had what they needed to do. And that's the way it is in our lives today. Many times we find ourselves going to problems because one just want to sit back and do what they want to do. They don't want to contribute to anything. They just want to sit back and enjoy the ride. But I got news for you. God has a plan for each one of us in our lives. He didn't just put you here and save you to go to heaven. No, heaven is a benefit. Understand that. He put you here to be a service unto him and a service to one another. Oh, y'all don't want to laugh at me. But I want to tell you today, we must recognize that God has a plan for all of us. We should care about doing what God wants us to do. Because it's good for God, it's good for others, and it's good for us. Once we decide that it's good to do God's will, we need to plan to figure out what God wants for us. That's why Paul told Timothy, stir up the gift that is in you. Amen. God has put something in all of us that he wants us to share with somebody else. I don't care if it's love. I don't care, amen, if it's just caring for somebody. Whatever the gift he has given you, you need to use that gift to the glory of God. Romans 12 and 2 in the New Living Translation says, don't copy, amen, the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Oh, that's a problem with a lot of folk. Their think process. Then you will know what God wants you to do. And you will know how good and pleasing and perfect his will really is. Amen. In other words, brothers and sisters, he's instructing us, the scripture here, that we are given an answer to our question about how to figure out what God wants us to do. The answer is like a two-sided coin. There's a head and there's a tail to the answer. Let's look at the tail side of the coin, or we might say the negative side first. Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world. Notice verse 15, 16, by saying, the days are evil. Amen. There in Romans chapter 5, verse 15 and 16, Paul was communicating his sense of urgency because of the evil days that they were experiencing. We need the same sense of urgency, amen, because our days are difficult at this time. Amen. Food prices going up. Amen. Thank God gas prices are starting to come down. We must keep our standards high. We must act wisely. We must do good even when, we can. In other words, brothers and sisters, if you want to know what God wants you to do, don't copy the behavior and customs of this world. God doesn't reveal his will to the world. Amen. Verse 18 says, be not drunk with wine, wherein excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your hearts to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Paul, what you saying to me? Paul simply saying, amen, in contrast, getting drunk with wine, which produces a temporary high, being filled with the Spirit, which produces a lasting joy, getting drunk with wine is associated with the old way of life and its selfish desires. In Christ, we have better joy. Amen. We have higher and longer lasting and cure of our depression. Amen. Joy that comes, amen, with all that we do. Because we understand that even though we walk through the valley, the Lord is with us. When we will submit ourselves daily to the Lord, amen, we find his power will give us strength to be overcomer, knowing that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Amen. Paul goes on in verse 20. He says, when you feel down, you may find it difficult to give thanks. Amen. Take heart in all things. God is working it out for your good. He has to take you through it in order to bring you. Amen. He has to bring you to it in order to take you through it. Think, amen, about God and what he's doing for you, and stop thinking about your problem. Amen. If you didn't hurt, then you wouldn't have no testimony to know how good God has been to you. Amen. You need to build your thought experiences on life experiences so that you will know it is not you, but God is bringing you out. Amen. Submitting to one another, amen, is important that we submit to one another, because God has put us here to serve one another. He's blessed you with something that I don't have. You got a gift that I don't have. You have experiences that I don't have. We need to share those experiences with one another. Paul is not only the only apostle to enlighten us with the truth. Notice what John says in 1 John 2:15 and 7 in the Living Translation. Says, stop living this evil world and all that is offered for you. For when you love the world, you show that you do not have the love of the Father in you. Amen. The term world used here doesn't mean the people in the world. God wants us to love people just like he does. Amen. In John 3:16, this term is used to describe the worldly system that operates contrary to the will of God. That's why we're having so much problem with this abortion thing going on, because we want to deviate from God's plan and we want to do it our way. For the world offers only the lust of physical pleasure, the lust for everything to see, the pride in our possessions. These are not from the Father. They are from the evil world. People are walking around, amen, with all of these materialistic things, and yet don't thank the God that provided them for them. We see here that in this world, it's fading away. Along with everything else, it will fade away. But if you do the will of God, you will live forever. So the Holy Spirit is saying to us this morning, stop loving the evil world by copying the customs and behavior. And the reason, again, because love for the world interferes with our being able to know God's will. Amen. The world will get you out of focus. You will find yourself doing all sorts of things because you're not wrapped up and tangled up in the word of God. You have folks now that don't want, amen, to come and study the word of God. They come to church and that's about it. They won't attend Bible school. They won't attend a prayer meeting or anything. All they want to do is just show up and shout when the music is playing. But I got news for you, brothers and sisters. You're not going to be able to shout when those bills come. You're not going to be able to shout when you get on your sick bed unless you got the Holy Spirit down inside of you. The Holy Spirit what's delivered you. The Holy Spirit what keeps you. One of these days, days, you're going to recognize the fact you need Jesus in your life. The reason your mind setting is where it is because you don't have no Jesus in you. Your think process is not on the word of God. It's on the things of the world. And when it's on the things of the world, it's about all you and not God. And when it's all about you and not God, you're not going to satisfy nobody but yourself. Jesus plainly puts it this way in the Gospel of Matthew 6:24, a clause. He said, no man can serve two masters. The first step to figuring out what God wants you to do is giving up what the world wants you to do. You got to turn loose those things of the world. One caveat, that's a fancy Latin word for warning. God is not calling for us to give up friendship with those who do not yet know him. Rather, he's calling us to be careful not to follow their worldly behavior and customs. Be careful who you hang around with. Amen. Because sometimes they can get you in trouble. Amen. God wants us to understand you can hang around different people. Amen. You can love people. Amen. And love, amen, the world, because there is a difference loving people and loving the world. The life of Jesus is our model. It is well known that Jesus was criticized by the religious, amen, hypocrisies of the days for his relationship with sinners. They misunderstood the idea of separating from the world. In Mark chapter 2, verse 15, the word says, that night Levi, Matthews, invited Jesus and his disciples to be guests, and along with his followers, tax collectors, and many other sinners. There were many people of this kind among the crowd that followed Jesus. Verse 16 says, but when some of the teachers of the religious, hello somebody, the teachers of the religious law, who were the Pharisees, saw him eating with people like that, they said to the disciples, why does he eat with such sinners? Amen. The self-righteous Pharisees was indignant that Jesus would eat a meal with such sinners. But Jesus gladly associated with sinners because he loved them and because he knew they needed to hear what he had to say. Jesus spent time with whoever needed or wanted to hear from his message, the poor, the rich, the bad, the good. We too must befriend those who need Christ, even if they do not seem to be ideal companion for us. To me, that's loving people without loving the world. Because what we're trying to do, brothers and sisters, is we're trying to share Jesus with the lost. We're trying to tell them about a man who died on the cross, a man who shed his blood and died for your sins and my sin. And in order for us to be a blessing to somebody else, we have to communicate with somebody. We can communicate with the drunk. We can communicate with the prostitute without getting involved in the alcohol, without getting involved in the sex. But we can tell them that we know a man that can clean up what you messed up. So you can start your life all over again. So the steps of knowing what God wants you to do, don't copy the behavior of the world, but keep your mind staying on Jesus. As I said earlier, be careful in tampering with God's plan. We need to learn how to follow the word. On the flip side of the coin, the head side, the positive side, amen, you need to let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. A caterpillar goes into a cocoon. A butterfly emerges from that. Similarly, the Christ followers must change from someone who copies the behavior and customs of this evil world to someone who does not. This change, God says, is to take place in your thinking. The mind is the preeminent spirit battlefield. Just like some people want to transform out of shape to in shape, so they enroll in a physical fitness program. Nothing wrong with that. What we need is a mental fitness program to have our minds transformed. Here are some biblical principles for letting God transform your mind about doing his will. Amen. In Philippians 2:13, follow the inner desire and power that comes from God. Good God Almighty, for God is working in you. He's giving you the desire to obey him, the power to do what pleases him. Every time I turn around, he keeps working on my mind. He keeps changing things in my heart. What Christ follows doesn't know the joy of being push from within the Holy Spirit to do God's will. Jesus himself was asked by the disciples if he was hungry. When they came back from Samaritan village there at Sychar, Jesus had been revealing his Masonic role to the Samaritan woman, and his response to the disciples' question about eating food, he said in John 4:34, Jesus explained, my nourishment comes from doing the will of God, not sent me who sent me, and from doing his works. In other words, every time I wake up in the morning, I need to realize that my mind needs to be set on what God wants me to do. I need physical nourishment, but I need the Holy Spirit. The inner hunger of Jesus is also the inner hunger of every follower. Jesus' spirit was hungry for lost souls. He says, I came that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Somebody ought to get about the Father's business. You ought to live your life so somebody else can be turned around to do the will of the Father. Have you opened your mind up to the scriptures? I come by to let you know that when we listen to the words of the Lord, I heard David said, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Do I have a witness here today? Every time I turn around, I'm listening to God. He says, love those that hate you. Do I have a witness here? He said, go by and tell somebody that the great I am have sent you to let you know that I am got all power in my hand. I am is the healer. I am is the deliverer. I am is the keeper. I am will hold you in the time of storm. He said, go tell somebody that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. What's my purpose? Is to let my light so shine that men might see my good works and glorify the Father. I'm so glad my purpose is to forgive my enemy because God told me to do so. My purpose is to help somebody as I pass this way, then my living shall not be in vain. My purpose is to go and tell somebody that Jesus is on the main line. Call him up and tell him what you want. My purpose is to live so God can use me. My purpose is to go and let men and women know There's a balm in Gilead that is good for the healing of the nation. Go tell somebody, God is gonna tear down your kingdom. Go tell the drunkard, come to Jesus. Go tell the prostitute, come to Jesus. Go tell your friends, come to Jesus. Go tell your brother, come to Jesus. Go tell your sister, come to Jesus. Go share some love with them. Let them know that the joy of the Lord is my strength. Tell somebody that weeping may endure for night, but joy comes in the morning. Ain't you glad? Somebody needs to know today that the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. Is there anybody in here can get excited about evangelism? Go tell somebody that Jesus have died that you might have life. You need to understand what God has put you here for, to share him to somebody else. Will you say, Steve, the Jesus in me loves the Jesus in you. Do I have a witness here? I'm so glad he working on the inside. Oh, what a change on the outside. Is there anybody here can shout today, I'm better than I used to be? Don't bring up my past, because God has changed me. I heard Paul says, I'm forgetting what's behind me. I'm pressing for the mark of a high calling that's in Christ Jesus. Do I have a witness here? I don't care where you've been. I don't care what you've done. If you open up your heart to Jesus, he'll clean you up. He'll give you a spirit to help somebody. He'll give you the spirit to love somebody. He'll give you the spirit, yes, to bless somebody. You ought to let God use you. You ought to let him use you everywhere that you go, to be a light to this world. The world. The world. The world would be a better place if everybody was living their purpose. But so many about doing their own thing. Got so much hatred, so much jealousy, so much deceit. Instead of doing the master's will, they want to be about their business. It's sad because it's in the church. A lot of folks been turned off from the church because people are about themselves and not about God. When you get to the point that you can do God's will, your mind will change to be able to allow him to guide you and direct you. You have no business tampering with God's plan. Oh, I know you don't like it. I know it's tight, but it's right. You have no business tampering with God's plan. God put man on this earth to live forever, and he messed up. And he's been messing up ever since, because he don't want to follow God's plan. It's either my way or the highway. God said, you get too high, I'll bring you down. Be careful, be careful, be careful how you live your life, because it affects somebody else. Loving and caring. Isn't that what your marriage vow says? Loving and caring. And not just loving what somebody got. Hello, somebody. Learn how to love people for who they are. When you do that, then you show respect. Because everybody is not going to be like you. You have to understand that. And we've got to learn to get along with folks. But if God is in you, you're going to do all you can to please the ones you come in contact with. Even though they might not please you, you're going to do all you can to please them. What's your purpose? What's your purpose? The William Brothers wrote a song, "What's My Purpose, Lord?" He asked the Lord that question. What's my purpose, Lord? And that's what we should do. We should ask the Lord, what is my purpose? If you're already in a situation, you need to work your way out of it. God has brought you to this so that you can have experience to be able to grow. Some of you right now, is in some situations that you don't want to be in. God has got you there so he can grow you to be in what he wants you to be. I heard somebody mention Job a little while ago. You know Job. God had Job in a predicament that made him so uncomfortable that it got down to the point he wanted to question God. And God said, Job, where were you when I created this world? He takes us through some things in order for us to be a testimony to somebody else. You see, in everything that we go through, God wants to get the glory. And every now and then I have to remind myself that some situations that I'm going through, it's not about me. It's about the way I handle it so God can get the glory. What's my purpose? What's my purpose? We need to seek God for what he wants us to do in life. You know, and some people has allowed others to coach them into their purpose. I've heard so many times people say, because somebody testified real good, oh, God called you to preach. You better watch that. Testimony is not the word of God. Testimony is your experience that you've had. There's a difference. There's a difference. So don't get it twisted. Because you can sing good, because you can testify good, because you can get people to shout, don't mean he called you to preach. Now you can go on your own, but you're going to be out there by yourself. Praise God. What's my purpose? question that you need to take home with you and work on. That's your homework. Is that all right?
All right.
Let us stand to our feet. And maybe somebody here don't know the right direction to go in. I want to introduce you to Jesus, the one who says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can get to the Father but by me. Will you come and receive him today? You come by letter, Christian Experience, candidate of baptism. But the Lord says, whosoever will, let him come. Not so much that we are asking you to join this church. You can join any church that you want. The main thing is you get Jesus. Don't leave here today without being saved. Because the way things are going on in this world, we don't know if we're going to wake up in the morning or not. We don't know when some crazy maniac going to come by and shoot. So I solicit to you right now. Come give God your life. Let him clean up what you messed up, so you can start your life all over again. Let him work in you what you couldn't work in yourself. Will you come? Will you come? Will you come? Will you come? God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Listen, listen, listen. He's got a mission for you. He's got a plan for you. He wants to use you for his service.
I'm so glad.
Will you, will you? Will you take God's plan and run with it? His plan is the best plan for your life. He says, I come that you might have life, that you might have it more abundantly.
I'm so glad he changed.
Will you
change?
If you have the a fear problem and you need somebody to walk with you down the aisle, just raise your hand. One of these officers, one of these ministers will come walk down the aisle with you. You don't have to do it by yourself. If you're afraid to come, just raise your hand. One of these ministers, one of these deacons will come and walk down the aisle with you. I invite you. I invite you to come. Come. Come.
Come.
Maybe you're not here in the sanctuary. Maybe you're in your car. Maybe you're at home, wherever you might be. The Lord is there with you. He's ready to forgive you for your sins if you ask him to. He'll save you right where you are. Just pray this simple prayer with me. Dear Lord, I come to thee, a sinner that needs to be saved. Forgive me, Lord, for all of my sins. Take me and own me as your child. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul. Now, Lord, stir up the gift that is in me, that I might do your holy will. If you prayed that prayer, you're saved today. I say to you, get into some Bible-believing church where you can grow and mature in the Word of God. Right now, right where you are, right where you are. If you got a heavy load, you got a heavy load that you want to give to the Lord. Right now, right where you are. Just stretch forth your hands toward the altar and say, Lord, here's my situation. Here's my problem. I want to give it to you. Will you release it right now?
Can you believe that?
Whatever's been troubling you, will you release it right now? It's got you chained. It's got you bound. You can't function right until you let it go. Won't you say, Lord, here it is. I'm giving it to you right now. Right now. whatever it is. Nothing too hard for God. Oh God, here we are. Standing on your promises. God, we thank you first of all for what you already done. Thank you for what you are going to do. Your word tells us to cast our cares upon you because you careth for us. Here we are, Lord, standing on your promises, knowing there's nothing too hard for you. God, we come to release our problems. We come to release our situation. We come to release our loved ones on you. We come to release, amen, that sickness. We come to release, amen, all of those bad thoughts in our mind. We come to release it, Lord. Pray that you would just take it away right now. Come in, Holy Spirit. Renew our minds. Renew our spirits. Heal our sin-sick body. Heal us physically. Touch those, dear Lord, that's getting ready for surgery. Touch those that are going through surgery. Lord, we know it's just a process that you're taking them through. Oh God, we pray for the bereaved families that they touch them right now. Help them to understand that earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. Touch and deliver right now. Give them strength. Give them courage. Give them comfort right now. Pray, dear God, that you would have mercy upon our world situation. God, we need you right now. We need you right now. Please, God, step in. There's killing all around us. Touch those bereaved families, Lord, that are going through those two deputies that was killed. Touch those families. Oh, God, we remember 9/11. God, touch those families. Touch my sister, Lord. Give her strength and her children. Give them strength. Give them comfort. She lost her husband. They lost her father. Touch right now. In the name of Jesus. God, be with the Dickinson family. His mother's going on home. Be with the Bunn family. His auntie is going on home. Lord, just touch. Let them know, Lord, that you're right there by their side. God, strengthen us all to be what you would have us to be. Help us to discover our purpose so we can do your will, that we can help somebody as we pass along this way. Then our living will not be in vain. Lord, we thank you for this moment. We thank you for this time. We thank you for your love, for your joy. And we want to say we love you. We magnify you. We glorify you. We lift you up because you are a worthy God. We ask all these blessings in Jesus' name. Let every heart say amen. Say amen. Come on, give God a thunderous praise.
Oh, he changed me, changed my life completely. change our one.
A one.
Devil change.
Yes, yes.
Has come over me. Can I get a witness out there? I say a one.
Sing it. But has it happened in your life? It can somebody say like Jeremiah, like fire? Oh, y'all ain't gonna help me here. Like fire set up in my bones. Hallelujah. I can't hold my peace. Got to tell somebody about it. So that helps you to understand your purpose on it. If it's in you, it's going to come out of you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's hear from my clerk this morning.
Okay. Pastor, we have Kaylin Thomas, and she would like to be baptized.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
And we have Quentin Cherry, and he's with his wife, Lakeisha Cherry.
Amen.
Quentin Cherry would like to be baptized.
Praise God. Amen. Praise God. You two stand, please. God bless you. God bless you. We're so happy to have two young people, amen, giving their life to the Lord. Amen. They want to be an example of following Jesus. Praise God. I don't know if y'all feel comfortable of touching or not. So we'll just ask you to pray with us. All right? Close your eyes and bow your heads and just pray with me. Dear Lord, repeat after me. Dear Lord, I come to thee, a sinner that needs to be saved. Forgive me, Lord, for all of my sins. Take me and own me as your child. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul. Now, Lord, stir up the gift that is in me that I might do your holy will. You are saved today. Amen, amen. You are saved. Praise God. And we say to you, the first Sunday in October, amen, we will baptize you at 10:30. That all right? Amen. Praise God. All right, 10:30. All right, so we say to you in the meantime, I don't want to scare you, but if you don't wake up in the morning, everything is going to be all right. All right. Please go with our counselors, and they're going to give you some information and get some information from you. We thank you so much for giving your life over to the Lord. Aren't you happy today? Come on. They're more rejoicing over one than 99. Amen. In God's kingdom. God bless you. God bless you. This is my fishing buddy here. Praise God. Okay. All right. All right. God bless you. All right. Look at your neighbor. So neighbor, do you know your purpose? Oh, y'all said that mighty sad. Sound like we got some work to do. Yeah, we are a work in progress. Ain't that right? Amen. Amen. Mother Johnson, y'all look good over there. Praise God. Say again, Mama. I'm 47. Praise God. All right. Give out Mill Cores a hand. It blessed my soul today. Amen. And our musicians, give them a hand, our director. Praise God. Amen. And give our ushers a hand. Amen. They work hard back there. Give yourselves a hand. You've been a lovely audience. Thank you so much. All right. They got some business to take care, so I'm going to turn it over to them. For just a moment.
We're just gonna take the time. I told y'all, Pastor tried to play hooky on us last week, but we ain't gonna let him get away with it. So now we're just gonna recognize Pastor on his 47th birthday. But at this point, that's just one side. But at this point, if anybody has any presentations they would like to present to Pastor, we'll take the time to do that now. And what I'm going to do is I'll start it off. And from the church, Pastor, we just love you. We just want to show you a little small token of appreciation, just to wish you a happy birthday. And that was from one of the members. They handed that to me. But that gift is from the church, so you get to spend it all on you. You don't have to share.
He's God. Thank you. It's good to know.
It ain't happening. Okay. Does anyone else have any presentation they'd like to give the pastor at this time?
It's one
you,
back
you come
there.
On down.
No, she can't come.
Oh, she can't come. Mm-hmm. Oh, we'll.
She with Mama. She got to take care of Mama.
Okay, we got you.
Now, when y'all giving, don't give 47, get 74.
I think somebody want to say something. Hold on. We have an acknowledgement here in the back, all the way back here on this bench.
I want to say good morning. Blessings to Pastor and to New Hope family. My name is Selma Towns, and for the past 3 years, I have been here in Powder Springs, Georgia, with my daughter, helping take care of the babies during the pandemic.
Praise God.
And I found my way here to worship, amen, missing my home church in Warrenton, North Carolina. And so I find it a great joy. Mm-hmm. When I entered the sanctuary, I said, it's something about that pastor that reminds me of someone real close to me back at home. And especially when he started talking about how he loved to sing. So I think that he is related to Brother James Steed from Warrenton, North
that's
Carolina.
Right, that's right.
Yes. Brother Steed and I, we are neighbors practically.
Amen.
And we used to sing together with the a group called the Voices of Unity.
All right.
So I just wanted to say happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
And thank you all for your warm welcome. Amen. When I stepped in, I've been coming pretty regular now since you opened back up, but amen, before even you closed for COVID. So all I said thank you for making me feel at home and for filling in the gap for Greenwood Baptist Church, Warrington, North Carolina.
Amen.
And
amen.
Reverend Eddie Wayne Lawrence, my pastor.
Amen. 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 I don't know if you are familiar or not of the Gospel Supremes of Manson, North Carolina. I sang with them. Small world. Amen. We're so happy to have you. Thank you so much for coming and being a part. Amen. All right.
Y'all going to say something? Something like something. What are y'all going to talk?
Pastor, New Hope, we want to thank all of you for showing up today and showing out. And Pastor, these are Pastor A's. They want to present you with a gift. And also all of your gifts from Please. All of New Hope.
Thank you.
Look, Pastor have a box full of gifts from everybody, all the
Praise
members.
God.
So
thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, everybody, for
and after all the gifts have been given, we have a special video to show for Pastor from his North Carolina family.
Amen. Amen. Pastor, we love you. Where the preacher's at?
And I wish you a happy birthday.
Amen. We's here. Reverend James is there. On behalf of the ministerial staff, we just want to say happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank
Praise
you
God.
So much.
And we love you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Thank everybody for your gifts, for your well wishes, your cards, and everything. Amen. It's not about a dollar. It's about the thought that you had. So thank you.
I would love to be there with your.
Oh, look at that, Mama. My sister.
I pray to God bless you with many, many more. I pray the Lord to bless you with all your church members. And everyone.
Hi, this is your sister. I want to wish you a happy birthday, big brother. I wish that we could be there with you. I pray that God continue to bless you, lead you, and guide you. Love you so much. Bless you.
Amen.
Hello, big brother. This is your younger brother. I wish you a happy birthday, and may God bless you many, many more. In the name of Jesus.
Praise God. Praise God. All right. That was at my son's house.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
What a surprise. What a surprise. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Amen. That was my mom. She's 92 years old. Amen. So we praise God for her. Reverend James.
Pastor Steed, I haven't been here that long, but I've appreciated your great character. And just keep on doing what you're doing, and the church will keep growing and growing and growing. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you, Reverend James. Thank you so much. Amen. Once again, thank everyone for your cards, your well wishes, and your gifts. We appreciate you so much. Amen. It make a fella just want to stay on the battlefield. Praise God bless you. All right. That's it. All minds are clear. All right. Huh? I don't get nothing else? Okay. All month, remember? Let us stand. God bless you. Thank you all. Thank you for being patient. Amen. Thank you so much. All right. Let the church say amen. Just look at somebody and tell them, I love you. Come on, tell somebody, I love you. 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 Let the church say amen. Let the church,
say amen.
God
has spoken. Let the church, say amen.
Say it one more time if you don't mind.
Oh, let the church,
say amen.
Let the church, say amen.
God is
God has spoken. Let the church say amen.
Now may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the sweet communion of his Holy Spirit, rest, root, and abide us now, henceforth, and forevermore. Let every heart say, amen. God bless you. We love you. Have a wonderful week. Be safe. Love you, Mama.